T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back live from the Hard Rock. Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Get back to the phones here in a second. The worst quarterbacks of my generation, the modern generation, were starters. And I'm not talking about one game starters, right? Because you could go Pat Ryan or you could go Brad Gable or some of those guys, but at least a semi-regular starter. So Doug would have to be on that list because he was the starter for
99.
Yeah, for 99 for
10 games,
yeah,
11 games.
Right.
I don't agree with that, but go ahead.
Yeah, you were on that team.
Yeah.
Bobby Hoying.
I agree with that one. Yeah, I agree with that one.
Ty Detmer.
How long did Ty start?
He had his moments.
Was Ty a starter here?
Yeah, well, he took over for Rodney. Yeah, okay. he took over for Rodney. I believe it was 97.
Okay.
Or 96.
Don't you got to classify the starter as the guy who starts the season off?
Well, I mean, if it's a game or two, I'm not going to go.
How many games did Ty Detmer start here?
More than a game or two.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't here, so I don't know. That must have happened when I wasn't here.
He started.
I thought he was the backup.
Well, it just says games here on NFL.com. It's 13 games in 96.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes him one of
the. And then 8-97, and Hoying took over later in 97.
Okay.
And he took over in 96. Rodney Pete was the starter for the year in 95, and then Detmer took over for Rodney Pete.
Okay.
And then Hoying, that was a terrible quarterback time.
That's a horrible stretch.
Yeah, that was post-Randall.
Right.
Post-Randall, you couldn't find your guy. And who else did I have?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't want to put Rodney in there. He won a playoff game, for crying out loud. Does Kevin Cobb count?
Yeah.
But he only started a few. But I guess he was the opening week starter.
Came into the season as a starter.
I never bought into him. He just didn't look.
Kevin Cobb.
He just didn't look. We still get people to call in and call him Cobb, which is fascinating to me. Even after all these years, you still can't. It's like, yo, man, he yells silent. and is Sam Bradford the worst?
Oh, I knew y'all was going to sleeves. Y'all went
to
sleeves.
He's the worst.
Sleeves.
He's the worst.
Is Sleeves the worst?
He's the worst.
I guess. I don't know what Ty Detmer did.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I got to say Sleeves was better than Bobby Hoying.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I got no love for Sammy Sleeves, but Bobby Hoying gave you nothing.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ty Detmer started 21 games here. Or excuse me, 18 games here.
Mm-hmm.
7-4 and 2-5. So, I mean, he was 7-4 in 1996. That's pretty good. So I guess you can't really put him on that.
Mm-hmm. I think Bradford was 7-8.
He could have been 16-0.
Well, I'm just saying the 1 year he started for Chip, I think he was 7-8 that year. He didn't play 16 games.
God, he is so epically bad on that terrible Cardinals team. It's so much fun to watch. I just Googled his name right now, and all the columns are it's time to bench him.
Oh, yeah.
He scored 6 points in 2 weeks.
I think it'll happen this week.
It's 50. They've been outscored 58-6.
Yeah.
So far.
Josh Rosen is coming.
Rob in Bucks County, he is.
The best quarterback in the draft.
Rob in Bucks County. Really? Still think so?
Yeah. I haven't seen anything to change that. It's Sam Darnold, what he's been doing. Yeah, I think Josh Rosen is better.
Well, I want to see him play. Let's go to Rob in Bucks County. Rob has an interesting question. Rob, go ahead, brother.
Hey, guys, so sorry I'm missing the worst of the history of the Eagles, but I have a question back when you're looking at the top four you've picked.
Yeah.
If Donovan were playing in the Super Bowl 52, do you think he comes out with a victory or a loss?
A victory.
New.
And why? My assumption is a loss because he had the happy feet whenever there was the smallest bit of pressure, and he would have taken off, not found the guys downfield, and would have blown it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't think that he would have won. I would say Carson maybe and Randall. I mean, I don't know, man. Donovan would have definitely given you a shot, but based on based on the biggest gains of his career, he didn't exactly step up during those games. So that's why I would say no. Give me your rank, though, of the four, Rob.
See, I'm too young to know Randall. Obviously, I would put McNabb at the top because he just sustained the most success here in my 28 years of living. And then I would go Carson over Foles because, again, if you take away the two games ultimately, the Minnesota and the New England games, he didn't look good anywhere else. And that's my one through four. And my worst would probably be, and I probably have his name wrong, but Mike McMahon. Who came in after
Johnson. That's a great one.
That's a backup. He's not a starter.
But he did start games.
He started.
Wait, because a five got hurt.
That's true. But
he started the next season, right?
No, they drafted
Kevin Cobb because of Mike McMahon.
No.
Okay, gotcha. But that's it, guys. I
like that. I like your list, though. We agree on the rankings.
Mike McMahon, because he was Detroit, and then he actually he looked like he was all right with Detroit, and they brought him in to be a better backup than what they had, and he was bad. It was 2005. Oh, so that's the mess of 2005. Mike McMahon started seven games. Oh, dear Lord. Yeah, you can't. I don't think you can classify him as a.
No, he's a backup.
Yeah, he was always a backup. Dave, North Carolina, give it to me, Dave. What's your four?
I thought that I was going to be a Lone Ranger on here, but. People steal my thunder. I got Randall number one because he was most exciting to watch, and he had a terrible offensive line. Ron Salt was our best offensive lineman, and he had two bad legs.
David Alexander was your best offensive lineman during that period. Ron Salt was only there for a short period of time. He was.
I remember the hype coming in with Ron Salt, and then Indianapolis, I think it was.
They traded draft picks to get him, but he wasn't. I don't think he was here that long.
He came in all banged up, and somehow we didn't know that. But we had McNabb second just because of his tenure over a long period of time. I like McNabb. I got Foles because he's winning the Super Bowl, and Wentz only fourth because of the small sample size, and you got to do it a little bit longer. But I have a number five for you on there. I got to add a number five.
Who's the five?
Jim McMahon, simply because he gets on there because they put him on the field with a hand truck, I think, in that game where we lost three or four quarterbacks.
Jim McMahon. What about Jeff Kemp? Are you going to put him on there?
No. He's my number one for worst, and I know you didn't want backups, but he came in for one play, I think, and he went off like Gurney.
Oh,
and he had the fist pump in the air. Remember, he had the fist pump. He's okay.
Jeff
was indicative
Kemp?
Of what was going on. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't remember those days.
He was number one for worst only because of that one play he came in for. But I tell you what, Ty Detmer being on that list, without Ty Detmer, I don't know that we have the greatest long snap holder in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's Coy Detmer. Coy Detmer, yeah.
Putting the ball to him, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Coy was a good
backup. Love Coy.
Oh, yeah. Now, Jeff Kemp started two games in that 1991 season. He wasn't any good.
A lot of love for Randall.
Yeah, I loved Randall. There's no chance he's number one. If we're talking about favorites, that's fine. But if we're talking about the best quarterback in franchise history, I don't care if he didn't have an offensive line. By the way, he also has to bear some of the responsibility for the playoff losses, right? You can blame it on the coaching staff, which I do. You can blame it on the lack of offensive line, which I also do, but...
Well, that's why you got to sort of your criteria. Are you talking about just talent, ability, accomplishments? Like people, like there's no way in a vacuum anybody's taking Nick Foles over Randall Cunningham. There's no way.
Right, but if you're just talking about if you're looking at the franchise, right, and you're saying where do you slot these guys in? Randall ahead of Nick, I can't do. Nick won a Super Bowl. Randall won one playoff game.
Well, the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
They did.
Yeah. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Because if that were the case, Nick should still be the starting quarterback.
Agreed.
And he wouldn't have won the Super Bowl had Carson Wentz put the team in position so that he could finish off the work that Carson Wentz had done.
But he didn't backdoor that Super Bowl.
Nobody said he backdoored it.
All right. Well, he's the biggest reason they won the Super Bowl, no?
Is he the biggest reason why they got there?
No, that's Carson Wentz.
Okay, and then the defense. who had to carry him to
defense played very well.
And then where's Doug Peterson fit in there?
Doug?
Okay. So,
he's on the bad quarterback list.
It's not like Nick put the team on his back and carried them to the Super Bowl. Let's not rewrite history here.
But in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, in the game. We know it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So because he played great for one game, is Timmy Smith one of the greatest running backs in Redskins history? Just because he rushed for 200 and some yards in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but he also had success in Philly previously as a starter. He's 18-11 as a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, too. 888-729-9494. Our ace, Shiel Kapati of The Athletic, will join us next. Yeah. How much is Jordan Matthews going to play on Sunday? Is Jeremy Maclin a possibility to be signed? And what's going on with Jalen Mills and Sidney Jones and, of course, Carson Wentz?
And I'm sorry, Nikki Sixx, you're number four, man.
That's cold.
Appreciate the Super Bowl. Love you forever, brother. You even got a statue in the Head House Plaza. Good.
Philly. 888-729.
You're behind those other three guys.
Yeah, man, he even called the play.
No, he suggested the play.
And Doug said, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. What if Doug had said no? Wouldn't have run the play.
Let's run it to LeGarrette up the middle.
It could have worked.
Yeah,
except the Patriots probably was ready for that.
It might have. 888-729-9494.
Mike Quick was calling for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.